This is James Goodman for Celebration 90, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is our last update tape before the games, and our focus is the Out on Screen Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. Here is a clip from the film Fun Down There by director Roger Stigliano. The scene takes place in a New York apartment where the main character, a young country boy, describes his life in the country to a new friend.
I just couldn't take it up there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys and their girlfriends. I used to think if I tried really hard, I could fit in. I kept waiting to change. You know, when I was in high school, I saw this TV talk show from New York with these three guys on it called Consultations with Three.
What's that?
It's what these three guys call themselves. They said they used to be gay, but they took some kind of course or something, and now they're, like, married with girlfriends or something, or straight.
That's not true.
Yeah, no, that's what they said.
That's television.
Well, no, they said that, and I wrote down the number, and I thought, well, someday I'm going to come to New York and I'd check it out, you know? But when I was packing last week, I couldn't find the number. I lost it. But I didn't know what New York would be like.
Buddy, don't worry about it. I just stopped trying to figure it out a long time ago. Some people are, some people aren't, that's all. It's not a big deal in New York.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So what'd you do after high school?
I watched TV for about 6 months. I got a job in a dairy farm.
Really?
What'd you do? Oh, I did a little bit of everything. It was a family farm. I usually needed a couple extra guys to help out.
Cows and stuff like
that? Yeah, about 200 cows.
200 cows?
Yeah.
Wow. It must take a long time to milk 200 cows.
I didn't do it by myself. It took about an hour usually, you know? We had five different milking machines.
Oh, you use milking machines?
Yeah, what do you think? It'd take forever otherwise.
I thought everybody...
Then we'd shovel out the stalls, take the cows out to pasture.
Cow shit?
Yeah, plenty of cow shit.
What would you do with all the cow shit?
You ever hear about cow pies, huh?
No.
Never mind. We make a big pile of it out behind the barn. We use it for fertilizer later. Hey, you know, one time, one of Mr. Richmond's sons, Mr. Richmond's the guy who owned the place.
Yeah.
His son was up on top of the roof, you know, fixing a leak. Stood up too fast, got really dizzy. Felt right over like this into the cow shit.
Died?
No, he didn't die. It wasn't that far of a drop. He didn't even get hurt.
Oh.
But he was covered with it, you know. It was coming out of his mouth and his eyes, up his nose. He really stank, too.
Buddy, you want to skip the movie? Stay here. My mother's not coming back till tomorrow.
Think it's okay?
Canada is a major producer of gay and lesbian films, with Vancouver being a center for film production. Robert Rothon is a founding member of Vancouver's Out on Screen Film Festival Society and programming coordinator for the film festival. He's here to tell us what is happening during Celebration 90.
Well, let's start on a practical basis. Our dates are from August 2nd to the 12th, so that's approximately 10 days. We will be presenting 22 different programs, which will be playing at 7:30 and 9:30 with the occasional midnight show. We'll be showing, consequently, I hope, at least 16 to 18 features and 4 programs of assorted short features. The sort of films that we show are feature-length movies, of course, documentaries, animated films, short documentaries, long ones. Basically, you name it, we show it. In terms of our programming, we tend to have a fairly explicit choices made in the sense that we do have a mandate, and I'll just go over it very briefly, is that we try to show Canadian movies, as Canada does in fact produce quite a few gay-themed movies, most of them coming out of Quebec, so in fact there are a lot of French-language features this year. And you'll be happy to know that most of them are subtitled in English, except one.
You do have other films from around the world.
We do. We should be presenting at least 2 Australian women's features. And we will be presenting, I hope, a Filipino film, if we can get it past the Filipino censors, and there's a problem with that. Otherwise, we will be showing some American films, we'll be showing some British films, and we're negotiating right now for a French one and two Italian ones.
What sort of facilities are you using?
Intimate would be a kind way of describing them. Our home theater is the Pacific Cinematheque, which is a small downtown Vancouver theater. Quite a nice little theater with a good sound system, nice screen, but it only seats 210, and that includes five folding chairs in the back.
And it is quite a modern theater.
It is a modern theater, and the chairs are comfy, and you're not too far away from two of the best bars in town, so at least there's a sort of a practical aspect of having chosen this theater. However, we will be opening our festival on the 2nd, at the Ridge Theatre, which is about, I'd say, a 15-minute bus ride from downtown Vancouver, and that's a larger house, about 800 seats. We will be screening two benefit films. I should explain, the festival actually opens August 3rd and runs until the 12th. The festival will be prefaced by a benefit screening on the 2nd, a Thursday, and we'll be showing Common Thread, stories from the quilt, the Oscar-winning feature-length documentary, which won the Oscar this year. And we'll be following that by Salut Victor, which is the only film we'll be repeating from last year's festival. And both of those will be a benefit, one for an AIDS-related community organization, and the second for us, as we're just a privately funded organization.
Talking of bucks, it isn't very expensive, either.
Oh, no, for people who come to Celebration 90, you'll be utterly delighted to find out we're the cheapest deal going. We're only $5, unless there's a last-minute upward adjustment, but I rather doubt at this point. So we're $5 for it. You can actually buy some passes, which turn out to be a great deal, because it averages out, I believe, to $2 a film if you buy a pass for the entire festival. And one thing I'd like to explain now is that because of the way we operate as a private film society, and which is the case in provincial law, when you buy your first ticket, you will be expected to purchase a year-long membership in the Out and Screen Film Festival Society, which will cost you 50 cents. So you shell out two bits the first time round, and then you just clutch your little membership form, and then it's $5 and smooth sailing for the rest of the way.
That's excellent value for money. Will there be any special evenings?
Oh, well, actually, we have several evenings planned. Let me start off by our benefit evening. When we show Common Threads, we will actually have the two producers of the film on hand to introduce the film and to the audience and to field questions. Later on in midweek, on a Wednesday, we'll be having a James Broughton retrospective. And I've got to explain to you who James Broughton is. He's a poet, and he'll actually be here in Vancouver for the Celebration 90 Literary Festival. But he's also a filmmaker, West Coast avant-garde filmmaker. He's also known for having fathered a child on Pauline Kael, the New Yorker, believe it or not. But he's actually a wonderful filmmaker. And he lives with a nice boy from Montreal, and they now collaborate together. Joel Singer. And so, in fact, it's a very interesting tandem of an older man and a younger man collaborating on a body work, which is very interesting. And what I like about it, and what this festival tries to promote, is that they're very positive films. They're very, in his case, they're very, very gentle films, rather typical of the 70s, I think, and which is appropriate because there is a sort of period flavor to them. But also, when you come out of this sort of evening, you'll, I think, come out with a very positive identification with a gay image, which is at times rather rare in a lot of the movies that we've screened in the course of the past 2 years.
Well, that's great to hear that we're going to be uplifted and it's going to continue the positive feeling of the games through the festival.
And amused, I hope.
What sort of times are the films going to be shown? Is it going to be convenient to sort of attend the games? And
well, yes, because a lot of the sporting activities will occur during the day, of course, and we're strictly an evening proposition. So we're not repeating programs, at least we don't plan to. Mm. So we're trying to show as wide a variety of films as we can. So we'll be screening movies at 7:30, once again at 9:30. The occasional midnight screening, one of them being a collection of muscle films from the late 50s and early 60s, which should be quite fun.
So people should plan carefully the when they come to Vancouver.
I'd encourage you or your listeners to look carefully at our schedule and to try to plan in advance, because the choice is very strong this year. It's a very, very good film festival.
It starts with the benefit on the 2nd?
Thursday, August 2nd, at the Ridge, Common Thread, Stories from the Quilt. It is then followed by a second screening, always at the Ridge also at 9:30 of Salut Victor, which is a top Canadian film, which did very well at the San Francisco Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. And the festival proper will open Friday, August 3rd at 7:30 at the Pacific Cinematheque in downtown Vancouver. And that will be screening a movie called Accord Perdu, which is a movie about a ménage à trois by the Swiss-born Léa Poole. And that's a movie that did incredibly well at the Cannes Film Festival 2 years ago and put once again not only her, but I also think Canada on the map as a country that produces extremely good and provocative gay and lesbian related films.
And then it'll go every evening?
Oh, we churn them out at least twice. Two programs every evening until 12.
Well, thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you.
We urge those of you interested in film to attend the festival and to plan ahead. Registration for Gay Games 3 is now over 7,000 athletes, which makes this the largest sporting event in the world this year. One very important and vital group are the spectators to cheer on their favorite team or athlete, plus experience the joy of participating in Gay Games 3. If you have not finalized your vacation this year, please do join us in Vancouver for Celebration 90 Gay Games 3 and Cultural Festival from August the 4th to August the 11th, 1990. And for those of you who have not yet ordered tickets to the many first-class cultural events, call us now at 604-684-2637. That's 604-684-2637. Goodbye, and we look forward to seeing all of you in Vancouver this August. This has been a Celebration 90 radio production produced by James Goodman.
We can be.